Accession number 11966, Reel 2.
Mr. Murdy, Reel 2, while you were training, did they teach you things like how to do a guard duty?
Oh, yes.
What did they teach you about that?
Oh, well, halt, who comes there, and things like that, you know.
Did you have an inspection of the guard?
Oh, yes.
And was there a stick man?
Yes. And, you know, the person would either come forward and be ending that they've had, and I've forgotten what you said, all right, pass.
But what, did you have a big inspection before the guard? Was the guard inspected to see who was the best and things like that?
Oh, yes.
How would you prepare for something like that? Were there any tricks you used to get your boots clean or your...
No.
You just prepared normally, then? So what happened when you went over to France? What can you when did you go? Would that be April, wouldn't it?
April 1915.
Yes. And what do you remember? Did they tell you beforehand you were going?
Oh, yes, we knew we were going.
Did you get an embarkation leave?
I don't think we did. I can't remember. But I know there was a great lot of parents came the night before. And I says, there's nobody come to see me. And I says, I'll go through where some of you will never see your parents again.
What made
and that happened.
What made you so confident of that?
I don't know. But there was a friend, he lived up here, George Usher. His parents come and they were crying their eyes out when they went away. I says, George, that's the last time they've never seen him or heard tell of them. And he was at Butler St. Julian. He was in a house, and they were dressing a great lot, and I just got dressing up the road, and there was a bomb went into the house and smashed right the whole blooming thing till down. They would never be found or heard tell of.
So there was this sort of send-off from the parents.
I told the parents what happened to him at the finish. After the war finished, sometime when we were talking.
So the night before you left, all these parents came.
And there was a great lot of parents come. And I like crying and everything. I well think that's not happening to me.
And did the local townspeople give you a send-off when you left the next day?
No, nobody.
So what happened? Where did you go?
We were just driven from the billets onto the station, into the train, and off. There was nobody in the station. There was no bands or anything played.
And where were you going?
Off. Le Havre, I think.
Do you remember anything about the crossing? What was wrong with it?
A hell of a sea. Sick. Terrible.
You were sick.
By God, I. Oh, heavens, I love them.
Had you been on the sea before?
No. And the next note don't reduce as nice calm as anything. Very good. Think what the Scotchman said. The young fella says. What was that? What's the best thing to stop seasickness? Put a threepenny bit between your teeth.
So you were all joking like that, were you? So what happened when you got... You went to Le Havre, did you?
Aye.
What happened when you got ashore?
kids who were Jewish not allowed to stay here.
And what were your first... that was the first time you'd been to France. What were your first impressions? What did you think?
The officers had horses and the men marched. And I remained all marching through and we stopped at the farm. It was a dear lady's hut. And... It was an old, like an old cart road, you know. And this farm was where they were going to get the water. The officers was going to get water, carry water for us to drink. And from this farm, and the farmers was going to kill a beast. And they killed the beast and they pulled it up and pulled it like that till they got it clear of the ground. And then they cut it through it and kept the blood, and then it died, and then they let it down, and after they let it down, they cut it, slit up the leg like that, and had a big pair of big bellies, and they shoved the nozzle up under the skin, and they blew the skin up like that. Lovely. It was like a football. The skin come up and they just cut the skin tumbled off.
That's not how you did it in England, is it? Was that new to you, though? Had you ever seen that done before?
Never. It was never done in England yet.
Did you think it was a good method?
It was great.
And what other impressions did you have of France as you went through? Anything else you noticed about it?
Oh, we see lots of things, but I've forgotten a lot of them. When all marching through, we stopped at the farm. And there was a cow who had getting a nail in the foot. And another lad of me, he'd been dead a long time. He was the same age as me, but he'd been dead a long time. And we helped her to get the cow into the byre, and him and me took the nail out for her. And she put her arm around the boy and gave us a kiss and a cuddle. In French.
So what were you doing? You were marching through France. Where were you going?
We stopped at this place, you see.
And you were moving?
And it was the interpreter who'd get us to go and do the coup.
And where were you heading for? You were moving towards Ypres, weren't you? Any other memories of that journey? Because it was the last time the battalion was together, really, wasn't it? Any other memories of the journey?
Yeah.
What?
And I went, and then we got into Ypres. Marched on, went into Ypres. And I saw the first shell drop in the cathedral. Have you been deeply? You know, it's like a marketplace. And the cathedral's up there and the streets along there. Well, we were lying down the bottom of them streets when the shell went into the cathedral. A lot of civilians come running out crying and, oh, dear me.
Was that the first shell you'd seen?
That was when we were going through.
Was that the first shell you'd seen?
Yes, that was the first. And when we turned in to go into the field, there's a couple of British soldiers come to save our life. British soldiers. The colonel arrested them, and it was a man and a woman. They were both men, arrested them and shot them both.
They were spies?
Aye, spies. And they were got into the field.
Did you see them shot?
No. It took him away.
You just heard about that?
Sure. I knew what was going to happen. I knew the lads that went with him. And we're lying in his field, and I see the flash, in a place they called the Cloth Hall. And I kept up to the colonel. I said, see you. And he took me and another fella, and I went away and catched another one. He was resting well.
So you actually took part in arresting a spy. And the flashing, what was that? The, a hieroglyph?
But I didn't have anything to do with the shooting. Just arrested him.
You just...
It was others that took charge on me after that. I think maybe some regulars that was there in the place, you see.
So you saw a flashing from the cloth tower?
Oh, yes.
You actually, it was you that spotted it?
Yes.
And what sort of flashing was it? Could you explain? Mm. Was it code, Morse code?
It was like a an ordinary flashlight.
At night?
Aye.
This was at night?
Night. The night was dark.
And you saw this flashing?
Mm.
What was the when you got there, was the person still using the torch or flashlight?
I just kept my eye on, and I just kept up and saw the chair down the corner.
And what happened when you went there? Was he still there?
Huh?
When you went there, the person was still there flashing?
Oh, yes.
Were they still using the torch?
Yes.
So they, you caught them in the act?
Yes.
What did they say?
Oh, well, I didn't understand his language.
What was his language? Was it Belgian, French or Walloon, or was it German?
It just took them and there was regulars in there. He took them away.
Now, you were, where were you at this time? You were lying where? When you saw this, where were you?
In the field, in front of Ypres.
And that was overnight?
Aye.
Did you have any shelter, or were you just lying on the floor?
Just lying. Just had a pack on and everything.
And what happened the next day?
That's when we went into Battle of St. Julian.
Would that be on the 26th?
Something like that.
Well, that, I'm not quite sure. I think, could you tell me exactly what happened that day then? Everything you remember about it, if you could. From when you woke up almost.
I can hardly remember from then. I can't remember about getting the baskets, but I can remember going into battle. It was a ploughed field and it was bucket in the wet. It was a new ploughed field and the water was run down and we were getting, we were soaked to the skin. There was a cow on the boat with a chain and a great, she pulled the
stick.
Aye, from the
post up.
Aye. And she was running about the field with that blaring stone mad. Those pigs running about and oh dear me. And we were advancing and advancing.
What formation were you advancing in? What formation were you advancing in?
We were just advancing in, so far. And
extended order?
We brought the Germans back a mile that day.
So tell me a bit more, but what formation were you advancing in?
Oh, we're all spread out.
So it was extended order?
And mass formation.
And what happened? Tell me about what happened. Were you under fire?
Huh?
Tell me a bit about what happened.
Why would you still lie in like that? And you just get advancing up and advancing down and shoot.
So you're going forward, then dropping, shooting, then going forward.
Aye.
And were you under a lot of fire?
Huh?
Were you under a lot of fire, either
arts? Oh, heavens, aye.
And what was it?
Oh, a rifle, just the same as ours. Little bullets like that.
No. What about artillery fire? Were you getting
shelled? Oh, a lot of that. But you didn't know whether it was artillery or thunder lightning. The thunder was that bad.
It was raining all the way through.
It rained and it was bucketing. The lightning was terrible. The lightning, you have no idea. It was taking the bright rifles,
People were getting hit by lightning.
All right.
And were there many casualties as you went forward?
Oh, you didn't know that. Oh, those casualties all the way.
Were any of your friends hit?
Huh?
Were any of your friends hit in your company?
Oh, well, you didn't know. There was a great lot. There was a great lot of officers killed.
So who was telling you what to do? Was it your officers or your NCOs?
Huh?
Who was telling you what to do during the advance? Your officers
or your
NCOs?
Oh, well,
it
was officers, and then there was officers killed, and then it was NCOs. And
who was your officer in 4 platoons?
And there was hardly any officers left.
Who was your officer in 4 platoon C Company?
It was Colonel Gibson Hexham, and there was Captain the Hexham Grant. Forgetting their names now.
And they were wounded, were they, or killed? Were they wounded or killed?
Oh, most of them were killed. Sergeant Majors was killed. There was a corporal made Sergeant Major, and he went to Bully. He was made from a corporal to be Sergeant Major, and he went turned mad. Just went to Bully.
To bully people? Was this the one you mentioned earlier?
He was a real bully.
Now, during the actual attack, it was your first time under fire, wasn't it? You'd not been shot at before. Were you scared at all?
Huh?
Were you scared at all during the attack?
You never thought about it. You never thought about it. You just thought about what you had to do.
And what did you have to do? Just
advance.
Did you come across any British lines or German lines during the advance?
They were all mixed up.
So what happened? You're advancing across this ploughed field in the pouring rain and the thunder. And what happened?
Well, I was hit and I just turned the boat and come back.
So what about this mad corporal who'd been made the sergeant major? What was he doing?
Oh, well, he survived and he time expired in 1916 when I was there.
But did he? You said he was a bully. Was he a bully during the attack or just
afterwards? Oh no, this was after the. You see, he wasn't made sergeant major till a bit after. There was nobody to take the place.
So you didn't know about him. That was just your.
Oh.
So what happened to you? How far had they got when you were hit?
Oh, it was getting near the finish when I was.
Had you overrun any German positions, or had you just pushed them back? Had you actually met the Germans?
No, none of us. No.
Had you come across any British lines? I mean, were there any British troops in front of you when you started the advance?
No, there were just the mass of us.
So you don't remember coming across any other British troops?
No. I was sitting there just right on.
How far had you got then? Whereabouts were you hit?
Oh, I'd getting a long way by God. I'm forgetting.
You were advancing towards St.
Jude. I got in the boat and I got death and I got.
Hang on a minute. You were advancing towards St. Julian's, weren't you? St. Julian Village.
Yes.
And where were you hit? Had you got to St. Julian or where?
No, a good bit of St. Julian.
And how were you hit? What hit you?
A bullet. My granddaughter has it.
And it hit you in the right shoulder? At the back?
Scraped my neck.
Were you lying down at the time?
I was lying like that, and I just went in there like that.
And you knew you'd been hit straight away?
I got it knocked the power out of that arm, you see.
So what did you do?
And the blood was running down, and I just dropped my kit and everything got was suitable. I couldn't carry the kit, ammunition and everything, left the rifle and everything. Got back deeply.
So you went back on your own?
Oh, yeah.
Walking wounded.
He had no other choice. Or wait till stretcher bearers come in.
So what happened when you got to Ypres? Did you get any treatment before you got to Ypres?
Oh, I got I fell in with an ambulance.
And what did they do?
They dressed us and took us away. I've forgotten where I went to. That's the way down the country.
So it was still thundering and raining when you were going back on your own?
That was a hell of a mess.
So what do you remember about the trip back to England? You were brought back to England, were you, wounded?
Huh?
You were brought back to England, wounded, were you? Do you remember much about it?
I can't imagine what happened. I can imagine they're getting deeper.
Because you weren't there long, were you?
That was right. I imagine they're getting hit the ambulance. But I can't imagine what happened after that.
What's the next thing you remember
and
then?
I can imagine they coming down to the ambulance and then I get there. To England. I've forgotten where. But I went to Eastbourne for convalescent.
Did it give you much trouble, the shoulder?
I got a for a bit.
It hurt, did it?
Did.
Did you get any visits from your parents, or were you allowed home?
It was looked at and dressed every day.
But were you allowed home, or did your dad visit you?
Huh?
Were you allowed to go home, or did your dad visit you?
Oh, no. Wasn't allowed to go home. Didn't get home for a bit. And then I was allowed to go home after. What is that?
When you were recovered?
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to go back to the art? I mean, do you think you'd done enough, or were you?
We're at Eastbourne, and there was an inspection, and I was passed on fit, and then I was sent home, and I was stopped at home, and for about 3 months. And then I had another examination, and I was best fit for foreign service.
And when was that? August 1915? So you were away from the front for about 4 months, 5 months? were you wanting to go back to France, or how did you feel about being sent back?
I went back. Well, I met all the friends again. And I went back
So you went back about August 1915. Back, did you go to the same company in platoon?
Same company.
Was it the same platoon?
Same lads. Same platoon.
And had things changed much since you left?
No, just the same.
Had they? I mean, surely there weren't many of them there.
Oh, knew. They would look not there. But these lads that was in with me this day, they were lads that was there before, and were making the bluff attack. And I flew the first smoke bomb over to make the bluff. And by God.
Could you tell us the situation? What was happening at the bluff attack? Could you tell us what was happening?
Huh?
What was the situation?
Oh, I was in this advance post. And I threw this smoke bomb over to make the bluff attack, you see. Well, then they started firing, spit fires. And they were hitting my attention, hitting. And then the Germans started to come on. And I fired for 2 hours. I shot at Germans. And they kept loading for us, and I fired. I could see them dropping, but there was others firing for by me.
I thought this was an attack you were making. Was this a German counterattack?
No. They thought it was the attack, you see. But it was just a bluff attack.
I've got you. I understand. So this was a diversion for the loose battle that you were operated in. So you threw the smoke bomb. Then they attacked you.
Yeah, they were coming to attack us, you see, to keep them away for the loose, you see.
And how many of you were there in this post? You were in a listening post, were you?
Oh, they were coming in mass formation. But so there was an officer come, and he says, anything to report? I says, Germans advancing in mass formation. But he says, this is hellish. I says, come and have a shot, sir. Well, I hell. And he's off like hell. And he said, I'll recommend you. And you scaled and never recommended it.
So how many of you were there in this post?
Four of us.
And how far forward from the line were you?
Oh, a good bit.
So they loaded the rifles for you?
I was on the two, it was my two zone, you see. Two old zone, four of. It was my two old zone.
Wouldn't it have been better if you'd all fired?
And they loaded for me, you see. And I fired, and I fired. I had a hell of a lot of ammunition out left with six. I fired for 2 hours.
How close did they get?
Huh?
How close did they get?
Maybe 300 yards.
And were the people not firing in lines from the front line?
They were a good bit off the road, you know. We're in the country.
So you were nowhere near the British front line?
And they were just advancing across the country. You see, it was just like out of this country, you see.
And this was near Armentières? Is that near Armentières? Was there, put it a bit more closely, because it's quite a big place. Whereabouts near Armentières? Do you know any nearby village or?
Well, it was a good bit of the village, you see. It was just like getting into the country, you see. These trenches is getting into the country, you see. Getting them advanced into the country and made these trenches. One near a village.
Just in front of Armentières?
Maybe a mile off the village or something like that.
And what happened next, then?
Well, the battle had started at loose, and they reckoned it started 3 seconds or what is. The timing was wrong, and I was going to kill my own men. Old men.
That was much further up the line, wasn't it?
It was a good bit further off.
Did they tell you that you were doing diversionary work for Loos? Did they tell you that you were doing diversionary operations?
Oh, yes, we knew what we were doing.
Was there anything else you were doing to divert attention?
No.
So it was just throwing smoke bombs?
Mm-hmm. And then we shifted away from there and we came away back to Ypres. And then we got